And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing here in San Diego. And we have Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser from the Independence and 22nd Street Landing. Going to be a great show. Talking fishing, you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great time having the boys in the studio. Man, this is one of my more favorite shows. I love these guys.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Their first time in the world headquarters here at Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking the active fleet going in and out. Good morning, Mark and Paul.
Overlooking the Independence.
Good morning.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right. Good morning, guys.
So, boys?
Yep. Wait. The Independence is leaving, like, shortly, right?
I'm going from here to there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, that
not a long walk.
So where are you going?
Well, I don't know. We're the first boat on a long trip, so yeah. We're leaving on an eight-day trip today.
Eight-day. Wow.
Limited load. We only got 24 or 5 guys
on
there.
Man.
So I don't know. I think we're going to head down to Laos and check out the yellowtail fishing down there first, and then we'll go from there.
That's
nice.
Cool.
Yeah. That's going to be pretty fantastic, and you'll be the first one kind of investigating. And of course, there's a lot of tuna spread between here and there, right?
Yeah, good bluefin, and there's some yellowfin here, but the guys this morning that came in had some really nice grade bluefin,
D
and a half guys. They were weighing the fish up just a few minutes ago, and it's hard to say. There's not much coverage that's been below this tuna ground, so who knows what's below here.
Nobody's been there for months, right?
Zero coverage.
And even I've heard even the commercial guys in Mexico have been tied up for this whole coronavirus thing. So.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of albacore to sit in between Guadalupe.
Could be, right?
You never know. We're about to find out.
If bringing a wish, it's wish, yeah?
So are you both going?
I'm not going. Mark will be taking the boat this time.
Yeah.
You're watching the shops up here, right?
There's a few
San
shops
Pedro
to watch.
Bay, you've got 22nd Street Landing, got a lot of operations, right?
They're the time for a phone call at any time.
Yeah, a lot of iron to the fire.
Yep.
So what's been going on up at 22nd Street?
Well, as we all know, there hasn't been a lot, but there has been a lot. You know, all of our... Even without the virus, we had a lot of our boats over to the boats. I mean, the Pursuit went up to Ventura Boatyard and spent a lot of money and put a new bottom on that boat. I mean, every boat at the landing is in pristine condition right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so in saying that, we're ready for action. We have all the protocols. We got our 6 feet distances. We got the sanitizers. We got the protocols. We got everybody just standing by, biting at the bit for the last month and a half, and these guys are ready to kill them. And they are catching some fish. There are some yellowtail being caught.
So are you guys operating?
We are operating,
They opened it up as of, like, same time San Diego Fleet opened up?
Yeah, approximately. We actually opened up a few days earlier.
A few days earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're in full operation. Catalina, I guess, is just, and Clemente have been on fire, right?
Clemente's very good yellowtail fishing right now. They've been, for the amount of people we're carrying, which is kind of like ultra limited, I mean, the Freedom's carrying 24 people.
Oh, come on.
Jeez. Really?
We bumped the price up to, as far as the rail spacing and bunk space. You know, there's a lot of considerations now with all the protocols that we have to go by, but 24 is the load they're taking, and it's been like 3 to 4 yellowtail a rod here lately.
Wow.
Unreal.
In
the last few days. And it's 65 yesterday for 24 guys.
And I've been seeing the photos. Nice grade, too. I mean,
They are. There's some areas where there's a lot of 20 to 30 pound fish. There's some areas there's some like 12 to 18 pounders, and then there's some of that kelp paddy fish around too, that smaller grade. So, it's and the Coronados look good. The guys are, Steve on the Bell there is catching them pretty much every day. So it looks good. Fish were chomping at the bit for us to come out.
Yeah, they're ready. Yeah.
And the thing about it is all the boats, whether it be half day, three quarter day, overnight, they're all ultra limited load. Imagine going on the Pursuit with 24 people.
Unbelievable.
That's all they can carry.
Yeah.
So now it's the time.
Normally you'd carry 50, right?
75. Yeah, 80 on the Monte Carlo, 75 on the Pursuit, and now they're carrying 26, and I think the Monte Carlo is carrying 30.
Wow.
But whatever. It's like if you like to fish and not have a crowded boat, now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are obviously in business. What does this do financially to you? Obviously, it's not... It's not an ideal situation, but at least you're operating.
Well,
right?
What we've explained to, and we've talked to, the L.A. City Council, and, Janice Hahn helped us out quite a bit up there trying to figure out what was going on with this reopening plan.
Sure.
And she's a sweetheart up there. She's always answered our phone calls. And anyhow, what I try to explain to her is it's not 3 months shut down for us. It's like 7 months because pretty much November rolls along and everybody's shut down.
Right.
So we're used to being shut down for 3 or 4 months. We're not used to being shut down for 6 or 7 months.
Right.
So a lot of guys are hurting. You know, there's a lot of guys that, boat payments and insurance and on and on and on. I don't have to mention, maintenance and, the guys have been in business a long time, obviously have an upper hand on it because their boats are paid off. But a lot of these younger guys that have boat payments, this has been a tough go.
Yeah.
And this is a big guessing game. We didn't know if it would be a 1 month, two month, 3 month. It was up to the upper end how long they're going to keep us out of business. And God bless that we are now starting to run in June.
Yeah.
I've always said if we can get running by June, we'll be okay. But don't throw me in July and August.
Yeah.
There's not enough time to make it back up.
No.
So now what? So how are you? Are you on the independents? Are you adjusting price or just the load's just different.
Oh, and our loads are the same.
Well, because the boat is so big, you know, we go on rail space.
Right.
So, you know, we actually can carry more passengers than we are.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, and the staterooms are huge, so we're able to space out down there. There's, there's, you know, having a boat that size is beneficial in this situation. So, but as far as that goes, it hasn't changed anything for us.
Ken Frankie kind of alluded to that. That's kind of what is basing the number of passengers is, you know, everybody knows about the 6 foot space. You basically take all your railing, divide that number out, and that's essentially what your passenger load becomes.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have 248 feet of rail space. Divide that by six gives you 41.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple.
You and you're not going to take that many people anyway.
No, no. And then our, like Mark was saying, our staterooms are so large that everybody's head is at least 6 feet apart.
That's cool.
Awesome. We have not a whole lot of capacity in the staterooms. 2 to 3. That's
right.
It.
Perfect. Yeah. So that's how it works. And what about getting on a trip on the Independence? You have space available?
Yes.
Well, yeah, here and there. You know, we have a lot of, you know, like a lot of long-range boats. We have a lot of older guys, right? And they have concerns. You know, I had a guy call a couple weeks ago. You know, he's 60, upper 60s. I think he might have been 67 or 8. You know, he has asthma, wants to put his trip off. I said, no problem.
Understandable.
You know, we'll move it. You know, if guys have legitimate reasons, you know, we're... Basically, if a trip didn't go, obviously we refunded everybody's money. But, you know, if a guy wants to reschedule, we're letting him reschedule, you know, for those concerns. But there's a lot of people that want to go because you think right now your travel options are very limited.
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, you go on a boat with 25 guys. You're around 25 guys for 6 or 7 or 8 days. Think about how many people you're around on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 100. Oh, 200. Yeah. I mean, you walk by, you know, so theoretically, you know, pre-screening, if nobody gets on the boat sick, you know, and we're taking, we're doing temperatures, we're doing everything we can, obviously.
They have to fill out a thing.
A waiver, there's a waiver that, you know.
And also a health screening, you're screening every passenger about.
Well, I mean, as well as you can, you know.
Sure.
We're telling everybody if you're sick, you know, if you have a cold. We're basically, everybody has the same protocols. So if you go into a restaurant, there'll be a sign that says, if you're sick, please don't come in here, you know, wear a face covering, wear do this, do that, you know, and that's pretty much any business around.
Yeah. But to your point, though, like you said, you're around 25 guys for that duration. You go to the grocery store, and you're around 75 different people, and then you go to the next shop, and you're around, you know, I mean, you're to your point, if everybody gets on healthy, you're limiting your interaction with people way less than you would be doing most of your daily activities.
Hanging out in the fresh air.
That's huge. First of all, sunlight, fresh air, salt air, whatever you want to call it, it's good for you. You know, they found in that study they did in New York, like 66 people that came in or 66% of the people that came in got the virus from being indoors. They were sheltered in place or at home.
I see. Illegal fishing.
Yeah. I like your style, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the answer.
Well, and so what's next after the 8 day for the Independence? You guys have a summer schedule?
Keep it rolling, yeah.
Yeah, just our regular schedule that's online. You know, we have a couple of 3 day trips this year that we didn't have last year. Actually, 4. We have our 5 day. Everything else is 6, 7, 8 day. Most of it's 7 day stuff.
Mm-hmm. How exciting was the moments this week, it's like 22nd Street Landing or here in San Diego, how exciting is it to just be able to get out of the buzz down here at the docks?
Huge for everybody. Yeah, you can just feel it around. The guys are excited to get back and get to work. And, you know, I mean, the thing about our industry, it's a lot of hardworking guys.
Oh, yeah.
These guys aren't in this business because they're going to be multimillionaires, although some have done well. But they do it because they love to be on the ocean. They love to fish. I mean, you know, it's like growing up as a deckhand. You do it because you love to fish. You get a boat. You know, you enjoy what you're doing.
Right.
Before you know it, you're 57 years old.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I can tell you, I came down here last night at about 7 o'clock, and Point Loma Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing, I mean, we've talked about it before, but it had that feeling. It was electric down here. There was so many boats going just rods and reels, tackle, and hearing the carts bumping up and down the dock. I mean, it was like palpable. Like, it was an electric feeling. Like, everyone was so stoked. Obviously, all that big fish that's been biting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody that's getting on the dock has a very legitimate shot at a 100-pound fish. I mean, it was just, it was so cool down here last night.
That excitement reminds me back when we used to do the day and a halfers on the island.
Yeah.
It just, like, there's so much in the air, like Main Street Disneyland down here. It was so crazy and wild. And
totally.
We leave in the mornings now, so it's not like that. Everyone's just drinking coffee, trying to, you know.
Yeah.
But, man, at the nighttime buzz is something to be seen.
It's pretty cool.
No, and so you want to be a part of it. You get down to the landings, call the independentsportfishing.com. You can book online. It's time to get on the water. And I can tell you this for a fact. Ricky and I are going to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska tomorrow. Flying is the biggest pain in the rear that I've ever experienced. I mean, how many times have they changed our flight?
Four.
Yeah.
Four times.
Yeah, at least. And originally I was on Delta. Now I'm back on Alaska on a different Delta. I mean, it's just like they changed. Like, I was supposed to leave at noon tomorrow so I could do the show with Doug Kern tomorrow. And I get an email on Wednesday. It says, oh, you're leaving at 7:15 a.m. and you have no alternative. You want to go to Sydney. Oh, okay. So I call Corey. Corey, help me out here. You know, he's got to run the equipment. So he came in and trained this morning. And his lovely fiance Denora is going to kind of help him do the engineering. And Dave, of course, in the studio. So we're going to pull it off tomorrow. But Ricky and I will be on that flight tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to be in here. But if going, my point is, going on the boats, it's so much simpler than flying.
If you
want to travel,
this
is the way to go.
It's going to be a way better alternative for people that, you know, are going to have a challenge flying. Because we had a trip planned for spring break for Cabo with the family.
Yeah.
Obviously, that got postponed. It was supposed to be coming up here at the beginning of July. But right now, it's still unsettled as far as hotels are still closed in Mexico.
Yeah.
For, I know La Paz, I haven't really noticed Cabo, I haven't looked into Cabo, but I know La Paz is reopening soon, but not sure.
They're going to know Monday, perhaps, if there's going to be an opening. So,
it's so difficult.
Yeah, it is.
And, I mean, the level of service that you get on a boat like the Independence, I mean, it is, you know, I mean, you're going to have difficulty having access to cuisine that's as good as you would find on a boat. If you did go somewhere and travel, you got the hassle of flights, you got the hassle of hotel, you got the hassle of transportation, you got the hassle of food. You jump on the Indy, like, that's all taken care of.
One-stop shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just park your car, that's all.
Yeah. Tell us about the Indy. I mean, for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with this incredible boat, you just recently repowered.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a job.
That was a serious sigh.
It was 2 years in the making, or maybe three, you know, studying the engines out there, studying what I put on the boat from day one, knowing that worked, believe it or not, gear reduction, propeller size, the right size engine, the amount of cubic inch motor we put in the boat worked perfect, and then going to another engine very similar to that particular motor they do not make. It's not a Tier 3 motor. And there's a company out there that makes a motor that just about fit the same exact footprint with one extra liter or 61 cubic inches larger, inline six, and it's a workhorse engine. It's 500 pounds heavier. It's an engine that in the Gulf, thousands of boats are running these things up and down the Mississippi River, so it's a workhorse of an engine. So we chose that engine.
What is it?
It's a Mitsubishi.
A Mitsubishi,
And a Caterpillar does not make an engine the size big enough for our boat. They do, yes. But we're in between. The C32 is 32 liters. The C18 is an 18 liter. We were right around 25 liter. We're right in the middle. Big inline six. Anyways, long story short, we did our investigation. We did our homework. And, boy, we made a – it all went pretty darn smooth. And like I predicted, getting the engines in and out, we put all new generators, all new mains.
Wow.
Throttles. I mean, we did a lot of work. But – putting the engines in and out of the boat were not the issues. It's always everything after that.
Sure.
Because we had to go keel cool from heat exchange to a keel cool system. That was another job in its own. Getting the keel coolers, hauling out of the water down Knighton Car, down in Marine Group in San Diego, getting that system together, putting the bigger, we had to add more pitch to the wheels because either more horsepower at lower RPM, adding more pitch, then bringing the boat to San Pedro, and then going out doing the business. And, you know, you're lifting 6,000 pounds of engine out. We had to make a double-frame I-beam system going through the galley, getting the engines in and out.
Whoa. But
that was not really the hard part. The hard part is after it's all in, getting all, putting Humpty Dumpty back together.
I can't imagine.
You know, all the little things.
How long did this project take?
It took probably 2 months.
2 months.
But actually, putting an engine in the boat took 2 hours.
Yeah. Right.
But the best part about it was, we were in a lockdown, we got the job done, and there was nobody on the road. When I had to run for parts from here to Cucamonga and back. It was 10 minutes.
Timing was good.
Timing was good in our little world.
Yeah, sure.
You know, because we were doing things and getting things done a lot quicker. If I had, if we had normal traffic on the 710, 405, 5 freeway like normal,
it would have
really made getting this repower a little bit more difficult. Oh, yeah. But we were going to make it work no matter what.
It works.
We were determined.
You guys are stoked with the way it came out?
Yeah, the performance has been pretty darn nice.
That's
cool. We picked up a little bit of speed.
Really?
It's nice.
You excited to get on the boat today, Mark?
Yeah, you know, we did a couple of trips. You know, we were down so long, we did a couple of military jobs up at Channel Island. So we did run the boat quite a bit and performed very well. Like Paul says, we're pretty happy with everything. You know, Paul did all the research on the mains and stuff. And the generators we put in are actually four-cylinder 100 kW gensets.
Whoa.
Our other gensets that came out were six. These are actually quieter. Sound in the engine room. I mean, it sounds like a little.
So the sixes were louder than the fours.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're very quiet. The generators are very quiet.
Modern technology.
We started them up, and I looked at Mark, or I go, "Wow, that's it." You don't need them up.
Sure. How nice is that?
I thought the RPM didn't go up to 18. I thought it was like 1,200 or something. It didn't jump up to 18. But, yeah, they're super quiet, and they look like they're going to work well.
That's great, awesome. You guys. Man.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Mark and Paul, wealth of knowledge of both fishing off San Pedro, 22nd Street Landing, all the years that they spent up there catching bait.
I was going to say.
And then also long-range fishing on the Independence.
Yeah, from anchovies and squids and sardines to catching sand bass in the flats to catching cow tuna down below. We got it covered today with these boys in here. It's going to be a great show. Yeah, we want to hear from you, man. If you want to join us a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you. The phone lines are already 100% packed full, but we have 2 hours of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and we're looking forward to hearing your phone calls. If you want to call us this morning, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Always a very busy morning with Captain Mark and Captain Paul in the studio this morning. Not only are we going to be talking fishing and talking fun today, we are giving away a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new AFTCO premium fillet knife. This is the 10-inch knife from AFTCO. Fantastic. It has a Boker 4116 German stainless steel blade. It's courtesy of our friends at AFTCO, an ultra-premium fillet knife from our friends at AFTCO. They did a really nice job. Yeah, going to be a great one. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader.
That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with the boys. Going to be a very, very busy show. As we said, phones are already packed solid, but your shot's coming up. 833-288-0973.
All right, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. We're going to start it off this morning with Tom calling us from University City. Tom, thanks for getting us rolling here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning,
Tom.
1-2.
Yeah, come on, Tom.
We got you, Tom. I guess Tom went away.
Yeah, no worries. Well, why don't we just jump right down the line then and talk to Lou. Lou's calling us from Fullerton this morning. What's up, Lou?
Hey, good morning, Ricky.
What's up, Lou?
Always down there. Yeah. Hey, it's been over 10 years maybe. I've talked to the boys, Mark and Paul. The last time I spoke with you guys online, they were running bait boats. And at that time, the prize was a ticket for a scoop of bait. At the time, it was anchovies.
Oh, boy.
You guys remember that?
To be honest with you, no.
Ricky, no, but I believe anything.
See how many years? That's got to be over 10 years. Anyway, I tried running across you boys across some of the shows, you know, like Fred, Del Mar, or whatever you guys might be able to appear. And you guys are like, you know, down low and the ghost. You guys don't show up to any of these shows. Or I've never run across you at any of the shows. And I got to tell you, the people at the bait barge at the time, when the chovies were really scarce and you guys were providing it for the up and down the coast, when I went there with that little ticket, he looked at me and goes, oh, man, you a lucky one because these scoops are going for 25 plus. And here's the kicker. You guys mailed me 2 tickets, and I've always felt grateful that you boys provided me some bait for my boats or my friends and I to go fish with. And, again, man, you did a great job then, and I'm sure you're doing a great job now. Be blessed and be careful and be healthy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, speaking of San Pedro Bay, how you guys been busy up there? I mean, boat activity.
We just got busy, but yeah, there's the private. See, the thing about LA never shut down the private boaters.
That's
like
right.
down in San Diego here was shut down.
Yeah.
So, but we were closed for a good 2 months. Like, there just was, it was winter, and you know there. But I mean, even after in March and April, we kind of were shut down there.
Yeah.
And but now with fishing, you know, we've probably been open a month now up there selling to the private guys, and now obviously the commercial sport boats.
Yeah, you've been having squid for sale?
Not us. There, you know, I think Long Beach is hit and miss. They've had a little bit of squid here and there, but that squid thing's. The water's warm.
Right. Yeah.
Like, we've been going back and forth with the boat to San Diego and up to, you know, Channel Islands and doing whatever we're doing. But it's I would say, what, Paul, 66, 68 between here and L.A.?
When I came down the other night, it was 70 out in front of Oceanside.
Wow.
Around
really?
8 miles off the beach.
Yeah.
Wow.
No kidding.
The water is warm.
It's mid-June.
Yeah. We added a baby to our to our facility too. We bought another boat, another bay boat.
Of course, you did.
And it was up in Coos Bay for 3 months getting it sort of ready. It won't be, I don't know if it's not going to be ready this summer because we're fishing now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we had another little baby. She's going to be twice the size of our other boat we have now.
Whoa.
Wow.
So it's going to be a nice little addition to our company, which means we're going to be in business for a little longer.
Yeah, you're going to have to make a new T-shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
On the T-shirt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the bait right now at San Pedro Bait Company?
Sardines.
Sardines.
Sardine is pretty plentiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that there's this issue with there's a lack of sardine up and down the coast, commercial volume, but, man, I tell you, we see a lot of sardine.
That's cool.
That's great.
We do see a lot
and
of sardine.
And the grade this year, nice size, too, right?
It's a little bit. All you know, last year was that smaller fish, and that fish has just grown up, and then there's some bigger mix to it, too.
Yeah.
But you almost never know sometimes when you go, like, little areas will have different size fish, you know, and
will you have an idea before you put the net around it, like how big it is, or is it just one of those things? You know, I mean, obviously, when we're on our electronics, nowhere near as sophisticated, but you know, bait is just bait. You know, it's a heavy, dense thing. Like, can you get an idea before you put the net in, or you got to wait?
You can tell if they're small sardine. They mark on the up and down a little different versus like the full size sardine.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I couldn't. Sometimes that medium to large, you really can't tell. But if it's small versus large,
sure.
I can usually. I'm about 90% on that.
Yeah. You know? 1 minute you think it's small because it's coming on the boat, and then you turn around. Well, it's a little bit larger than we thought.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know, but it's all good bait though.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Not that big bull hump stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So far.
So you guys have 22nd Street Landing, you have San Pedro Bait Company, you have the Independence, you have Point Loma Sport Fishing. How do you decide where to go?
You wake up in the morning, you flip a coin.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it just depends on who needs you more.
Look at the text messages, see who needs what.
Well, we got our partner, Danny Strunk. He's with us on the bait company. Did he run the boat last night?
Yeah, he ran the boat. Well, this morning, he left at 3 a.m. just to bait out the boats.
Yeah, so nice. Danny's running the boat for us there up in Pedro, the bait boat. And then, you know, he has a house down in Abrio, so he's in Mexico in the fall. And so when we're busy down here, he takes care of it. And then when he wants to do his month or 2 month vacation down in Mexico, we hop in there. And, you know, there's always one of us somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're lucky we got Matt Callen, you know, running the Independence now. Yeah. And he just has really stepped up and done a great job running the boat. So, you know, we got some good crew all the way around from the bait company, the guys on the barges, to the guys on the boats. And, you know, you got to have good people.
Managers in the office.
Yeah.
Yes,
Mike Morrison, who
Mike
you know.
Morrison,
yeah, he handles 22nd Street, and he's probably going to be doing a show soon with you because they haven't done it in a while.
Yeah,
time. Robert does a great job of Point Loma.
Oh,
yeah.
Robert's amazing. Yeah. No, it's all about the personnel, right? The people.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of people, you know, the boat's a beautiful boat, the Independence, all the boats at 22nd Street, but a lot of times people come back for because the crew's top-notch, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And we got a new boat at 22nd Street this year, the Amigo.
The Amigo, okay.
The Amigo was in Newport with Mike Thompson for 20-plus years, and it was bought by Greg Eward up there at Ventura. Now, Greg got out of the business. He sold the landing and the boats, so we got a hold of the Amigo. And it's more my kid's involved, so I'm involved with it, and he's my son's 22 now, so it's kind of his little project with Jeff Jessup, and so they're running that. They're out today on their first trip.
All right.
So,
and
what kind of trips are they running?
They do mostly charter. It's like a 15, 18 passenger overnight charter boat,
nice.
Fiberglass boat. Nice boat. We did a lot of work on it. It's going to cater to, I think, the modern day type fishing. I mean, it's smaller loads. You know, it's not like the old days when, you know, Bill Poole told me a story one time. He said the 105 was going out albacore fishing. And a guy walked down on the boat, and he had a ticket that said 105, and he goes, hey, am I on the right boat? What is this? And he goes, oh, you're number 105. Just get – no, this is the 105. He thought he was the 105th passenger getting on the boat.
Can you imagine?
I don't know if Bill embellished that story, but I thought it was funny, and they're going out. But I can tell you, on the first string, me and Paul ourselves, when those big albacore were biting in 84, we were carrying 100 passengers albacore fishing. On a daily basis for a month.
For 3 weeks.
What did it look like when everyone's got one on?
You never did.
I mean, that style of fishing. You know what I mean? Like, what was that like?
We got into one. We got in one stop. It was incredible. Everybody was in the bow. We had about 30 going, but there was like 20 guys in the bow. And these albacore are biting 25, 30-pound tests.
And
these
big, right?
60 to 80 pounds.
Oh, 60, 80 pounds?
Yeah, we had 78, 79, 81. Oh. Those were the big ones. Wow. But the average on, like, the stop was, like, 65, 70
Jeez.
Pounds. Right. Believe it or not. And so you'd lose a lot of them. But I remember just sitting back, and I stepped back, and it was just bent rods over the bow. You couldn't even get in. You just had to let nature take its course. And we didn't land very many.
That's
but
wild.
But people kept coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, it was $25. We left at 6 in the morning,
wow.
and we were fishing for trophy. Never seen again since
yeah.
albacore. I mean,
in the Catalina Channel.
Yep. In the like 10 miles. Wow. It was like right in the middle, like 10 miles from the light.
Fran Kennedy got the world record woman on 20 pounds, 76 pounder, the first day we ran.
No 76 kidding.
76 on 20 pound.
That's
women.
A good story.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Well, phones are packed. Let's jump
you
back.
You got
into
it, buddy. How about Don from Woodland Hills up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great story about the albacore. I hadn't heard about that before.
Yeah.
And also, I'm listening on the app from actually Sacramento, California today. So good job on the app work.
Excellent.
Hey, right on.
Yeah.
Hey, kind of a different question. I know that bluefin typically are not picked up on the troll. I was just curious, has anyone that you know of tried using one of those deep diving like DTX lures, you know, down 30, 40, 50 feet on a, you know, when you're turning on a school of bluefin to see if they would come up and bite it?
You know, I don't know. I really don't. We do troll, but, you know, it's not, there's not much emphasis on it because we catch them. Paul's the master at getting troll bit on bluefin, though.
Yeah,
he ran
what?
The boat a couple of years ago. He got jig bit. And had a 200 fish stop, and then the next day was the same thing, a jig bite, and he had like another 150. That's a true story.
Yeah.
But, you know, occasionally you do get jig bit on them, but I've always gotten bit with just the traditional stuff we troll.
And then how about the first bluefin of the season, like 4 or 5 years ago? I was coming home off a 16-day trip, and I'm just, it's like 3 days, you know, you're coming home, it's you're 2.5 days, you're like a day and a half from home.
Sure.
And I'm up in the wheelhouse, nobody's up yet, it's probably 5:30, sun's just starting to come up, and I put a troll rod out, I'm in the wheelhouse, and I'm just, I look at my camera, I have cameras, and I look at my rod in the camera, and the rod went straight on me. I go, what the hell? So I took it out of gear. I went downstairs. I grabbed the rod. It was a bluefin tuna.
Oh, my God.
One guy I was up came out of the galley and gaffed it for me.
Oh, my God.
And I put it back. Hey, they go, what was that all about? Oh, I got a bluefin on the
trail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just fishing.
Yeah.
I was coming home off a 16-dayer in April.
That's pretty cool.
What were you trolling?
That was funny. I can't remember. It was a feather, I think.
Feather.
I don't think it was a plug.
Okay.
That's funny.
But it happens. I mean, it's one of those things you just try different things, and that
sure.
might be something that, who knows, you might be onto something there.
The funny part is, I'd get off a trip, like Mark was saying, on the one that I guess was, and go, Mark, man, how'd you get bit? You know, what'd you do? I said, oh, I got troll fish. Said, oh, only you.
Yeah,
said, only you, man.
And then the next trip,
know.
Too, huh?
He's got that Portuguese horseshoe located somewhere in his body.
Hey, take whatever you can get. Right?
We always joke on Jig Strike stuff that, like, our customers in the tackle store are, like, the best salesmen for troll jigs. So we had a guy come in the other day. It was busy. It's been busy the last couple of days. You know, big weekend coming up here, and the fishing's been good. And he was raving about that he had, you know, like you say, bluefin just don't bite the troll all that often. And he had come in saying, man, I had a great day. I had 2 50-pounders on the cedar plug daisy chain. Every man that was within earshot of that guy, but we sold, you know, a dozen of them because that one guy was, you know, kind of in telling his story.
Oh,
I had a great day. We had a 50-pounder, and then we put it back out. We had another 50-pounder and a bait fish. And, man, every guy that was in the shop was reaching for those cedar plug daisy chains right after that. And exact same story happened the next day with one of those little mini marauders, that Halco Max 130 guy. Was talking about getting jig strikes on one of those little mini marauders, and he caught one. Next thing you know, like, every guy that was standing around him just casually, like, oh, I'm going to give one of those a try, you know. Like, it's been fun.
Yeah, well, that's good. What's going to happen today? Who's going to catch one on what?
If I was a betting man and you had to get a bite on a bluefin tuna on a troll, I'd be trolling a cedar plug.
Oh.
Whether it's a daisy chain or whatever. Like, every right. everything eats those things, and they're relatively inexpensive, and they're easy, and you don't got to, you know, you can troll them at any speed. If you get going a little fast, they're still going to, you know, you don't got to worry about a plug skipping out of the water or anything. That's where my money'd be.
All right. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about we jump right back into them and talk to Mark? Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Mark? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
Hey, Mark, I was looking at your schedule, and it seems like you guys are going, you come back in, you go right out, you go right back out. Do you ever have time for maintenance or crew swap outs?
Oh, yeah. We got a full crew that we alternate with. We got our clean crew that meets the boat in the morning when we tie up. We usually get in around 5 o'clock, and we usually have 3-4 hours of cleanup, unloading fish, reloading supplies, and taking care of business.
And that's one of the reasons that your maintenance is so so significant when you take your time off for maintenance periods is you take care of, in theory, every gremlin that's going to pop itself up so that, you can just have your little dabs and oil changes and filter changes while you're going and not encounter that.
Yeah. Well, and, we have travel days. Like, say, on this trip here, we're going to be traveling for 40 hours or whatever it is down to Leo. So, like, if there's a little project, we have a list up there. Hey, you got to do this. You got to change the filters out on the EC. You got to, you got to do this, that, the other thing. And now we have new protocols. We got every crew member is going to have a certain boat that they're in charge of sanitizing. Everybody's going to have a bathroom. And, I think you just get used to doing little projects. And we have lots of tools and lots of parts and everything on the boat. So if something breaks, we're working on it on the move.
You basically have two of everything on the boat.
And you have two of every, yeah.
That's
pumps, everything.
That's one of the things that's always impressed me so much about what you guys do as a passenger of a boat like the Independence is how we just don't know that any of that stuff goes on. The amount of time that you guys spend on machinery and making sure the wells are the right temperature and swapping filters on air conditioners, like, you just don't see any of it. And it's a testament to what a good job you guys do because we're just there happy and fishing and telling stories and having a cold one and eating snacks and catching fish. And, like, you just don't realize how much stuff is going on behind the scenes.
Rick, the way I look at it, it's a hotel that could move anywhere it needs to in the world. It's a restaurant included. It includes all your entertainment, and it can go anywhere. It makes water. It holds enough fuel, 18,000 gallons of fuel. We can go pretty much anywhere we need to go. We hold 2,000 gallons of water. We make about, 3,000 a day if we can?
A little over two,
like 2.5 to 2,500.
So no Navy showers.
So no Navy showers, but, we have two water makers that make, one makes about 1,500 gallons, the other makes about 1,000 gallons a day.
Wow.
And then, there's so many. So then you got your fish holds.
Yeah.
You have your bait pumps. You have your slam. We have two big slammers for bait besides our deck tank. There's a lot involved, behind the operations.
Yeah.
But really, for what it does and what it can do, it's a great value for your dollar.
Oh,
you
it's
think
the
about
best.
It.
It's the there best is value. No
where can you go to a hotel, have all your meals provided, and your entertainment for $400 plus maybe? It's going to edge up a little bit, I think, with all the increase in prices of everything.
Like that, yeah.
But, the big thing now, I see food costs are going up. Me and him went to McDonald's the other day. $29 for a couple Big Macs and a filet of fish and a cheeseburger and a couple of drinks.
Oh,
it was $29. So, you don't realize it, but, food costs, especially fast food, is through the roof right now.
And you're not going to compromise on your food.
You guys serve
gourmet meals.
No.
Remember, too, when you get off this boat, how much fish you have for the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And look at the value of fish. Look at the value of fish.
Value of fish, unbelievable.
Holy mackerel.
And you can't, you're hard-pressed to find. There's a few places, but you're very hard-pressed to find fish of the quality that comes off the Independent. Can't go many places and get the quality that's coming off a boat like yours.
No question about it.
You get RSW fish, bring it to one of your our processors.
Yeah.
When you get home, that thing is unbelievable.
It's table ready.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more phone calls. We got catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. I want to talk about Trent's because I spent some time out on the water fishing calicos in Point Loma. Oh, my. It's so good right now using that weedless MC swim bait and the Shimano Tranks Terramar combo. Absolutely nails them.
Never been a better combo created better than that. User-friendly, cast, amazing. Whether it's in the hands of a guy like you that's been fishing bass your whole life or somebody that's brand new to it, you can take that centrifugal braking system on the Tranks, crank all the magnets up, and you can put that in the hands of someone who's never casted conventional tackle, and they'll be casting no problem.
Oh, yeah, no question. And my favorite size, the 300 and 400 I'm size for bass, love both of those.
Yep.
Of course, the 200 size has plenty of power, too, for that lighter gear. But then, if you want to throw that surface iron, the Shimano Tranks 500, there's nothing
better. That is a very complete line of reels, from spotties to yellowtail to bluefin and everything in between. Tranks has got you covered.
Yeah, and then you add the Terramar rod, perfect combination. The Tranks Terramar combo at your local Shimano dealer. Check it out.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule. Check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. We were all just looking at the fleet standing by. It's nice to see boats going back and forth. You know, we've done the show for so many weeks in a row, waiting, always saying the same thing. That's happening. We can feel it's happening anytime. Sure is nice to look out there and see a lot of empty dock,
empty
isn't
docks.
It?
Empty docks, yeah, it is cool. And there's the Independence right there. We're looking right at her. And you're going to be about, what time's departure time?
When I walk out of here,
you walk out of here, you're getting on the boat and going.
I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for a text. So if they're ready a little early, I may dip out of here a few minutes early.
Right.
But we're chomping at the bit to go, man.
Yeah.
No one's been at the rocks or down below in months and months and months.
I can't imagine.
So we're gonna hopefully find a little whipped cream on the top.
Oh, I like that, buddy.
Might be some wahoo down there. Water's warm, right?
The water. I looked at a picture. The water at the Stones right now is about 68 or 69 degrees. It's a little bit cool for wahoo, but just below on the bank and below, it's like 71, 72.
Ooh.
So that's pushing up. I've been watching it for a week. It's pushing up a little every day. So who knows?
Sweet.
The Mexican seine fleet have been tied, according to one of my good sources, have been tied up to the dock with the coronavirus.
Oh.
So there haven't been a seiner in months and months and months.
Wow.
Out the whole Mexican coast.
Oh, my.
So that's something.
Why? Well, I think you're going to catch something, Mark.
If I don't, I'm going to fire myself.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We have our big Islander kayak mothership trip coming up on the 23rd, which is just a little, about a week and a half away, and we actually had two spots come available.
No way.
Yeah,
that
it's been
sold
out
for a year. Yeah.
Almost a year. And we actually had two spots come available. You have to have your own kayak because there's no rentals left available. And, of course, all the support gear. We're limiting it to 22 people, two people per stateroom, and no pro anglers are allowed. But if you want
Pro-angler kayaks.
Pro-angler kayak.
Yeah. What does that mean? Why is that?
It's a bigger... Because they're heavy.
Oh.
And they don't have room in the racks that the Islander built on.
Specific model of kayak that's just harder for the boat to deal
with. But anything else is fair game. And if you want to go with us, two spots available. You can purchase those, one of those two spots or both those spots on our website right now, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the shop page and grab one of those two spots. It's going to be a great trip. I go every year. It's so much fun. And we go to San Clemente Island. And those guys do such a good job over there. So you want to go on the Islander kayak trip. Leaves Tuesday night, the 23rd of June. Fish all day Wednesday and then come back early Thursday morning.
You know, kudos to John for developing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
right? You know, after we sold the boat, we're like, now what?
And then
we started doing the kayaks and really developing another fishery or another item
deal
for that boat to do. That's a beautiful cool boat.
Oh, yeah. You guys ran that boat for how long?
We bought it 90.
We had it like 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we repowered it. We did a lot of work
on
it.
Beautiful
boat. It was, you know, it's the original Red Rooster too.
Yeah.
So.
And it's a really good fishing machine too.
Oh,
it's
quiet
fishing.
And
it's fishing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And stable. It's perfect for all those different side projects that John's got, sharks and kayaks and all that stuff, and fishing.
And it's a good boat.
Yeah.
It's a
great
double
boat.
Plank mahogany.
Yeah.
That is a 68. They built that in 68. And those boats, they don't build them like that
anymore. No, they can't, right?
No.
Yeah. Super, super heavy built.
So if you want to come with us on the Islander kayak trip on the 23rd, get on the website now and grab one of those two spots.
I got a fun story about that trip. As we, it's summertime and we're excited and the crew is expanding as we always do in the tackle store. And Doug and I hired a couple of guys. We have a new guy that's working for us named Ray. And he's going to be awesome. Perfect fit for the shop. Fish crazy guy. We were just talking to him, you know, in the interview process. Well, do you have any big trips coming up? Anything we need to know about? You're going to be gone? He said, the only thing is I'm on the Let's Talk Hookup kayak trip, and he goes, I will be there. Just letting you know ahead of time, you know, that's my dream trip. I'm going. So, you know, other than that, I got the whole summer ready to go working. So he was very specific, like, you know.
I'm going on the kayak.
Literally, it was like, after that, you're hired, man. You're one of us. You know, count on it. So, it was pretty cool. That was like a big plus in his interview process. It was like, I'm already booked on that trip. So, pretty
cool. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Mark and Paul, so let's jump into
Sounds
it.
Sounds good to me, buddy. How about Paul and Bellflower up next here on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's up, Mark, Paul, Rick?
Hey, how are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Okay, so Mark and Paul, a little bit of your guys' history. How did you guys meet up? How did you get involved? And how did you purchase the Independence? How did that all come about?
That's we don't have an hour. But you know what? I'll give you a real quick, I'll start off and we built the Independence. But myself and Paul first met as pinheads on the Sport King. We were 14 years old.
Wow.
And I was taking tickets, and Paul walked up, and he goes, hey, I'm with so-and-so. And I go, well, you can't go on the boat. You got to wait here until he shows up. And the guy's name was George, your buddy.
George,
George was another, you know, we're all pinheads. And George came down. Paul came on the boat. And we fished together that day. So that's how we started our friendship. Then went to high school together. And we hung out all through high school. And then after high school, Paul started college. I went commercial fishing. And, God, after that, what happened, Paul?
Well, you went commercial fishing. I was in college, and then Russ Iser got...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Then Russ stepped in. Yeah, go ahead.
Russ got a hold of you, too, and grabbed you by the neck, right?
I got my license at 19. Mark got his... Okay, I got my license running the Sport King a little bit, and a little college, and working for Iserline. Mark was commercial fishing, and then Russ had this game plan of building this boat called the First String.
Wow.
And he wanted me and Mark to be the captains, run the boat, help build it, because the boat was being built at the time up Marina Del Rey. And Mark went ahead and got his license at that time, and we drove the Marina Del Rey for a year and helped build the First String, put it in the water.
Really?
And that was our first start. We're 21 years old. And then at 22nd Street Landing, and then at the age of 24, the Monte Carlo came up for sale, the half-day beautiful boat up in Ventura, and it was a 75-foot a Drake. And me and Mark drove up there. I swear, it was the first day that me and Mark had off together in 3 years.
3 years.
Three. I'm not lying. It was unbelievable. Between well watch, fishing, it's like we never had the same day off. We jumped in the truck, went to Ventura, looked at the boat. Long story short, we ended up purchasing the Monte Carlo at 24.
Wow.
And then from there, we ran the First String till 1989. Russ sold the First String. And then we bought the, we went and looked at a boat called the Point Loma. But it's now called the Islander. We renamed it, so we had the Islander and the Monte Carlo, and that was, we're 26 years old, something like that.
Wow.
27,
and, 27. And then as years went on, we got involved with 22nd Street, then the Pursuit, the Morning Star, which is now the Pursuit. Islander started running out of, we started bringing the Islander down here to run day and a halfers out of San Diego, and so we took a boat away from 22nd Street Landing. and we needed a three-quarterday boat. So me and Mark looked in. We ended up purchasing the boat called the Pursuit now.
Okay.
So then we brought the Pursuit from San Diego to San Pedro, and then we had the Pursuit to Monte Carlo, and then we got involved in a boat called the Sea Angler, which was built back in 1930-something.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, 35, yeah.
35?
35, yeah. It was the other...
Yeah.
So that was a project.
We had the four boats.
How about that?
Yeah. And then in 02, so we had everything going really good and smooth. And then in 02, one of the boat builders up north, or guys that we knew that knew how to build a boat, talked us into looking at this hull. And it turned out to be the Independence. We bought a hull that wasn't quite finished yet.
Uh-huh.
But it's been a project for an older gentleman. He had to get rid of it. So we got the boat, and we did a major, we basically built a new boat.
Built the whole new
boat.
Yeah,
that took 2.5 years. And then after we got that boat established and running after a year or two, we ended up selling 2 or 3 of the boats.
Wow.
Kept the landing, and then we ended up getting involved in the bait company.
Yeah.
That's a little history.
Yeah.
The bait,
what's next?
Other than
you
that,
have enough on your, you have enough on your plate?
Other than that, really
going?
Nothing going on.
Well, think about us getting involved in the bait company. That was kind of just a weird deal because the guy that was hauling bait for L.A. Harbor lost his lease there.
Yeah.
And that was a long story, too. But he lost his lease, so he relocated like 8-9 miles away at the other end of the harbor. You know, L.A. Harbor is big. It goes from Long Beach.
Yeah.
It's 8 miles from 22nd Street to the end of the breakwater.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't really run 8 miles to get your bait and then run 8 miles
or
7-8 miles back up for a half day boat.
Sure.
So we're like, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to have to start catching our own bait. And that was a process. But we kind of, you know, I had the commercial fishing background with purse seiners. I fished for mackerel and squid and tuna and everything with a purse seine net. That's what my family was involved in. So I had that background, you know, under my belt. But we started hauling bait, and you know, we kind of learned. We started with a small boat, got a little bigger boat, and, you know, so we're still evolving all the time.
And now you're getting another boat.
Yeah, we're getting rid of the small boat, and we're replacing it with a
bigger
boat, you know.
Yeah.
So.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. That's a good history.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
That's a fun story. I dig it, for sure. Appreciate the call very much. How about Arnie from Vista up next on Let's Talk Hookup here. What's up, Arnie? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we all doing today?
Very good, Arnie. Nice
good,
to hear
good.
From you.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, but basically what I'm just going to talk a little bit about is Day at the Bay. The thing for the event we're doing here on Mission Bay with CCA, San Diego Chapter, basically it's a just-for-fun event. We're invited kayaks, float tubes, small boats, and basically anything that floats. It's just a fun event out we're doing here. We got 42 people signed up, and we're having lunch provided by Dana Landing. Thank you very much, Steve Pernard. And basically, we just asked the guys to log on the Discord app, and we're keeping track of all the catches on the Discord app. We've already had, let's see, we've had like, there's 3 fish caught already on the Discord app. We had a couple guys got jumped the gun just a little bit before 7 o'clock. The event runs from 7 to 4. And basically, if you just want to watch what's going on, CCA has a little page for Day in the Bay on the Discord app. You can watch the catches as they're being logged in. And it looks like it's a beautiful weather out there today, guys. Look like great conditions. And, Pete, I want to give you a big thank you for helping get this promoted and helping us out with this. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Well, hey, CCA, it's more with this new AB 330 that's coming up. Oh, boy. We need all the help we can get right now. Yeah, it's a nightmare bill that has the potential to close a lot of fishing up and down the California coast. So we need CCA badly now, and support them for sure. Well, Arnie, thanks for your support. Appreciate that very much, and congratulations. Glad Day at the Bay over at Dana Landing is a big success. Appreciate the phone call this morning. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, Arnie will also be with us next Saturday, 1 week from today. Arnie will be helping out at, of course, our first San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast. It's Saturday the 20th, which is next Saturday at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. It's going to be your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one on the Searcher Limited Load 8-day trip in November. Hey, the Searcher is celebrating their 50th anniversary, and this trip is prime time for Guadalupe, the Ridge, and more. Hey, you can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing and Mission Bay, AFCO, and Hydrus Foul Weather Gear, the best foul weather gear on the market, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There's also going to be a lot of giveaways, too. I loaded up the bins before I'm headed for Sitka tomorrow. Well, we've got Shimano flat poles, we've got Shimano Colt snipers, we've got a lot of AFCO gear, and a whole bunch more stuff to give away just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details, and we'll see you next Saturday, June 20th, at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino and Encinitas. Don't forget to bring your face mask.
I just want
to
say, like, those are such fun events, and if you haven't been out to one, I highly encourage you. It's a couple hours. We hang out. You're going to listen to the radio show, see the guys. And, I mean, you just touched over. There's so much stuff that gets given away during all the commercial breaks and, you know, the big prizes at the end. It's totally free. Oh, it's totally fun. Just come out and hang out for a couple hours. Yeah, it's a really, really good time.
It's going to be fun. Next Saturday, join us at Encinitas Ford. Rosie Flowers from Sagel Sport Fishing with us, and Mark Wheeler, of course, Captain Mark Wheeler Encinitas Ford. So that's going to be a good time.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust: San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Haugerty body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.